alert. Impeachment and Mideast peace on Lisa Brady. President Trump just unveiling his vision for peace in the Middle East. More on that in a moment. But first, his legal team is set to wrap up opening arguments at the impeachment trial. Fox's Jared Halpern, Capitol Hill.
Well, senators are also considering next steps in this impeachment trial and whether to hear from witnesses like former National Security Advisor John Bolton.
There's been a steady drip, drip, drip of information. The truth leaking out in one explosive article after another.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says new reports about Bolton's upcoming book strengthen the case that Bolton should testify. Indiana Republican Mike Braun says any witness should be reciprocal and include members of the Biden family.
What the Joe Biden was doing and what Hunter Biden was doing in Ukraine, you know, plays into the whole narrative of corruption.
Debate and votes on witnesses are expected later this week. Lisa.
Thanks, Jared. Well, moments ago at the White House.
Forging peace between Israelis and Palestinians may be the most difficult challenge of all.
President Trump alongside the Israeli Prime Minister.
But I was not elected to do small things or shy away from big problems.
Unveiling an 80-page plan for Mideast peace that includes a Palestinian state with some $50 billion in commercial investment. But it keeps Jerusalem as Israel's capital and keeps major blocks of Jewish settlements under Israeli control. It also calls on Palestinians to meet certain criteria for statehood, including ending financial support of terrorists. Palestinian leaders are meeting in the West Bank, but the initial reaction is not encouraging. Hamas calls the White House event a theatrical presentation to sell illusions, adding that it's based on false logic. And an advisor to Iran's president calls it one-sided. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A Colorado coroner rules that a mother and her infant son found dead in a national park died in a murder-suicide.
The National Park Service was notified Friday of a suicidal subject, likely in Rocky Mountain National Park, leading to a frantic search. And ultimately, the bodies of 24-year-old Tristan Watson and her 17-month-old son Christopher, both of Colorado Springs, found along the park's Beaver Meadows Trail, and who the Larimer County Coroner's Office says died of gunshot wounds. The boy's death ruled a homicide. The mother's death, a suicide. No word yet on the circumstances that led Watson to the unthinkable. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Some breaking news out of Connecticut, where the attorney for a man charged with murdering his estranged and missing wife says his client has died. There's no word yet on how. There had been an emergency bond hearing set for Fotis Doulis today. He had been free on bond at his home in Farmington. But again, the man who had been charged with murdering his missing wife, a mother of five in Connecticut, has been found dead. The Houston Astros hire a new skipper to help get past the organization's current troubles.
With spring training set to open 2 weeks from today for pitchers and catchers of the Houston Astros, the team has reportedly found its new manager, 70-year-old Dusty Baker, 22 years a Major League Baseball manager of 3,499 games for the Giants, Cubs, Reds, and most recently the Washington Nationals in 2017. Baker, according to USA Today Sports, in talks to finalize a deal to take over for A.J. Hinch, who the Astros fired earlier this month, hours after he had been suspended 1 year by Major League Baseball for not stopping his team from continuing its sign-stealing scheme. Jared Max, Fox News.
On Wall Street, the Dow's up more than 200 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Sam Peters.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four,
ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Tuesday. Good to have you with us. Quick housekeeping note. The Washoe County Republican Party is going to be holding precinct meetings this Saturday. And for those of you that live in Washoe County, this is where politics begins. All of the, going to political conventions and doing, it all begins with precinct meetings. And registration opens 8:30 in the morning. But the Washoe County Republican Party is holding precinct meetings this Saturday. And Michael Catanese is the Central Committee chair. They meet only, what, four times a year? So this is big stuff, though. But check with the Washoe County Republican Party, and you can get all the details that you need. Yesterday was a momentous day in the impeachment trial. And somebody that I don't think anybody really expected fireworks from, we got fireworks. Alan Dershowitz, a member of the president's legal team. And one of the things he did is he literally blew up at least a couple of the arguments of the Democrats and the House managers. We're talking impeachment here. What Alan Dershowitz did, and by the way, Alan Dershowitz, in fact, tell you what, let's do. Rather than me tell you, I'll let you hear in his own words. This is cut one. Cut one. Alan Dershowitz used the framers' own words to oppose the case for conviction and removal of President Trump. This is amazing stuff. Listen to this.
I would be making the very same constitutional argument had Hillary Clinton, for whom I voted, been elected, and had a Republican House voted to impeach her on these unconstitutional grounds. I am here today because I love my country and our Constitution. Everyone in this room shares that love. I will argue that our Constitution and its terms, high crimes and misdemeanors, do not encompass the two articles charging abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. In offering these arguments, I stand in the footsteps and in the spirit of Justice Benjamin Curtis, who was of counsel to impeach President Andrew Johnson, and who explained to the Senate that, quote, a greater principle was at stake than the fate of any particular president, and of William Everts, a former Secretary of State, another one of Andrew Johnson's lawyers, who reportedly said that he had come to the defense table not as a partisan, not as a sympathizer, but to defend the Constitution. The Constitution, of course, provides that the Senate has the sole role and power to try all impeachments. In exercising that power, the Senate must consider three issues in this case. The first is whether the evidence presented by the House managers establishes, by the appropriate standard of proof, proof beyond a reasonable doubt, that the factual allegations occurred. The second is whether, if these factual allegations occurred, did they rise to the level of abuse of power and or obstruction of Congress. Finally, the Senate must determine whether abuse of power and obstruction of Congress are constitutionally authorized criteria for impeachment. The first issue is largely factual, and I leave that to others. The second is a combination of traditional and constitutional law, and I will touch on those. The third is a matter of pure constitutional law. Do charges of abuse and obstruction rise to the level of impeachable offenses under the Constitution? I will begin, as all constitutional analysis begins, with the text of the Constitution governing impeachment. I will then examine why the framers selected the words they did as the sole criteria authorizing impeachment. In making my presentation, I will transport you back to a hot summer in Philadelphia and a cold winter in Washington. I will introduce you to patriots and ideas that helped shape our great nation. To prepare for this journey, I have immersed myself in a lot of dusty old volumes from the 18th and 19th century. I ask your indulgence as I quote from the wisdom of our founders. This return to the days of yesteryear is necessary because the issue today is not what the criteria of impeachment should be, not what a legislative body or a constitutional body might today decide are the proper criteria for impeachment of a president, but what the framers of our Constitution actually chose and what they expressly and implicitly rejected. I will ask whether the framers would have accepted such vague and open-ended terms as abuse of power and obstruction of Congress as governing criteria. I will show by a close review of the history that they did not and would not accept such criteria for fear that these criteria would turn our new republic into a British-style parliamentary democracy in which the chief executive's tenure would be, in the words of James Madison, the father of our Constitution, at the pleasure of the legislature.
Wow. Wow. Using the framers' own words, the founders' own words. I just love that. The other thing he did, and in fact, let's go to it now. Let's go to cut two. The other thing he did is he attacked the Dems' charge of quid pro quo. And he literally blew it up. Listen to Alan Dershowitz on the floor of the Senate late yesterday.
Even if a president, any president, were to demand a quid pro quo as a condition to sending aid to a foreign country, obviously a highly disputed matter in this case, that would not by itself constitute an abuse of power. Consider the following hypothetical case that is in our news today as the Israeli prime minister comes to the United States for meetings. Let's assume a Democratic president tells Israel that foreign aid authorized by Congress will not be sent, or an Oval Office meeting will not be scheduled unless the Israelis stop building settlements. Quid pro quo. I might disapprove of such a quid pro quo demand on policy grounds, but it would not constitute an abuse of power. Quid pro quo alone is not a basis for abuse of power. It's part of the way foreign policy has been operated by presidents since the beginning of time. The claim that foreign policy decisions can be deemed abuses of power based on subjective opinions about mixed or sole motives, that the president was interested only in helping himself, demonstrate the dangers of employing the vague, subjective, and politically malleable phrase abuse of power as a constitutionally permissible criteria for the removal of a president. Now, it follows from this that if a president, any president, were to have done what the Times reported about the contact of the Bolton manuscript, that would not constitute an impeachable offense.
And he's right. Alan Dershowitz just blew up the Democrats' claim to fame. And it's really sad. I mean, it's really sad that it has to come to this. Now this morning they're talking again about maybe a deal, a one-for-one trade, Hunter Biden for John Bolton. They're talking about having the publisher provide the manuscript in a closed session. This thing keeps getting nuttier and nuttier the further we move along. And that's sad. This thing should be over. And maybe by Friday it will be. We can only hope. One thing that's not over, and that's the controversy surrounding the tragic death of Kobe Bryant. It was 11:24 Pacific time, an hour and 24 minutes after the crash. The TMZ posted the story that stunned the world that Kobe Bryant, at the age of 41, had died in a California helicopter crash. And a lot of people, family members, known associates, they learned of the death of Kobe Bryant via TMZ, not the cops. And the cops are really angry. I don't know that there's anything they can do about it. I don't know. L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva said, quote, "It would be extremely disrespectful to understand that your loved one perished and you learned about it from TMZ. That is just wholly inappropriate." Tim Murakami also went to Twitter to criticize TMZ. He said, quote, "I am saddened that I was gathering facts as a media outlet reported that," quote, "Kobe had passed. I understand getting the scoop, but please allow us time to make personal notifications to their loved ones. It's very cold to hear of the loss via media. Breaks my heart." That was the undersheriff of L.A. County, Tim Murakami. And by the way, I don't disagree with it. Now, there used to be standards. And that when the media said, hey, we're not going to release that information pending the notification of next of kin. How many times have you heard that? Maybe 1,000 times over the course of years? But TMZ said, we want to be first, and they will always be remembered as being first. How do we rein in the TMZs of this world? They don't obviously adhere to journalistic standards, and a lot of us get our news from TMZ. And now that TMZ is into sports, TMZ Sports, they're going to be out there. Did they do anything wrong? And in fact, I'm going to open up our phone lines just for a couple of minutes And I'd like to find out if you are as incensed as the L.A. County Police Department is that that the folks at TMZ jumped the gun. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. We'll get to your calls on the other side. Did TMZ do the wrong thing, or were they just being aggressive and wanted to get to the story first? Not necessarily right. In this case, they were right. But did they have an obligation to the family to hold up until the family had been notified? We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
What if you could heal 5 times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
On across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. In fact, tell you what, let's do. Let's begin in Reno. Go to Mike. Mike, you're up and you're on live and local now. Go right ahead.
Can I express my opinion on this tragedy?
Yes.
Am I allowed to give a different opinion?
Yes.
I can't stand this celebrity worshiping culture. This is driving me crazy. Why is his life more important than any other life? These children that are killed, these children that die. I can't stand what you've done yesterday with Stephen Smith, with what's going on with CBS Red, with all these sports shows idolizing this man. He was an athlete. He shot basketball. He didn't cure disease. He's not a military hero who saved this country. This elitism, whether it's Republican with sports or celebrities with left, it's infuriating me. I'm losing total faith in this country. You know there's a true statement. The more important sports becomes in the country, the more degenerate and weak the country becomes. I don't know why you do it. You know what breaks my... Are you still there?
I'm right here. Hanging on your every word.
You know what breaks my heart since you mentioned that phrase? When you only designate this as Kobe Bryant, not the other seven who died on the plane, not his daughter, a 13-year-old girl, her friend and the parents. It's disgusting. I've been listening to sports radio. They're going over backwards praising this guy. And why? Because if they don't praise him, they're racist? Is that what's behind this thing? This is insane what's going on. You have to get a little egalitarian and talk about his life is not more important because he could shoot a basketball than other lives. And I'll tell you something else.
But Mike, that's a part of celebrity.
What's wrong with us. That's what's wrong with the degenerate country. We're becoming third world. I understand people are upset. It didn't shock the world to use your phrase. I understand he was popular in L.A. I know who he was. I follow sports. That's what's wrong with this country.
Have you been watching the Australian Open where players come out on the court with Laker jerseys on, 24s or 8s? I mean, I'm telling you, this is a guy that transcended.
No,
transcended the sport he plays in. The same way, I'll give you an example. I gave it yesterday. Prince, a guy that whether you were a Prince fan or not, whether you loved his music or not, the fact is, when he passed, it was a huge deal.
I understand it's huge. I understand it. When Michael Jackson died, I listened to a conservative guy in San Diego. He was extremely upset. I don't get it. Call me callous. I understand we're a celebrity worshiping culture, and that's what's wrong with us.
Hey, Mike, I got to run. Got to hit a break. Stick around. More to do. Victoria Seaman. She is speaking truth to power. Yeah, a special use permit. We'll talk about that and more coming up with the city councilman, Ward 2. Victoria Seaman joins us next, live and local now.
I'm Trish Regan, and this is the Fox Business Report. On Wall Street, the major averages are higher in afternoon trading, with the Dow rebounding after its worst drop since October as investors turn their attention to earnings season and improving economic data. And shares of Apple are up around 2.5%. All eyes are on the tech giant. The company will be reporting today earnings after the closing bell, its stock doubling over the past year, even as iPhone sales decline. Fueling its run, CEO Tim Cook's push to turn Apple's loyal client base into a source of steady services revenue, including streaming video,
portfolio and a credit card launched last year with Goldman Sachs. And shares of 3M are plunging after the industrial conglomerate reported fourth quarter profits falling short of Wall Street expectations, and the company's earnings guidance for 2020 also falling short of forecasts. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Roger Stern. The president's defense team getting ready to resume their arguments in the Senate impeachment trial. Meanwhile, Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is demanding to hear from witnesses, including former National Security Advisor John Bolton, whose new book will reportedly confirm the Democrats' charge against the president.
There's been a steady drip, drip, drip of information. The truth leaking out in one explosive article after another.
The president's defenders say either way, he did not commit an impeachable offense. President Trump unveiling his peace plan for the Middle East. Fox's John Decker at the White House.
The president's Middle East peace plan calls for a two-state solution, including the state of Israel and the future state of Palestine.
But the Palestinians would have to achieve benchmarks, including rooting out terrorism. America is listening to Fox News.
It's almost Valentine's Day, and it's the perfect time to get the Fox News fan in your life a gift they'll cherish forever. Fox News gear. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Fox News hats, t-shirts, mugs, jackets, travel mugs, and so much more. Go to shop.foxnews.com and use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. That's shop.foxnews.com, and be sure to use code radio at checkout for free shipping on your first order. Happy Valentine's Day from all of us at Fox News Channel. Subscribe and listen to the latest from Fox News podcasts. It's the Impeachment Witch Hunt with Fox News legal analyst Greg Jarrett. A must listen to get the full legal view of the current impeachment. Greg lays out the historical context and what is on the line legally. All the facts, all in one place.
Due process does apply to congressional investigations.
Go to foxnewspodcasts.com to download and subscribe now. America is listening to Fox News.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Coming up top of the hour, Victoria Seaman City Councilwoman Ward 2, we'll get a chance to visit with her. She is essentially speaking truth to power. The people in her ward don't like a project that is on the board. The powers that be want to have it go through. A lot of money. Victoria Seaman is standing with her constituents. We'll talk about that coming up. For those of you that wanted to call in during the break and we were full up, we have just cleared out a bunch of lines. So if you want to join us, 844, the number 2 Nevada, 844-263-8232. For those of you that don't know what we were talking about before the break, you may have just joined us. It was 11:24 Pacific time that TMZ posted the story that shocked the world, that basketball legend Kobe Bryant had died in a California helicopter crash. They were the first to report it. They swept the nation. And everybody else in the media was playing catch-up on the story. But it upset police, who suggested the speed in which TMZ had reported the news a little more than an hour after the police said they received the first calls of the downed aircraft. And during a press conference that I saw, Alex Villanueva, the L.A. County Sheriff, took a swipe at TMZ, explaining to reporters why he would not yet confirm the identities of those who were aboard the helicopter when it crashed. Quote, "It would be extremely disrespectful to understand that your loved one perished and you learn about it on TMZ. That is just wholly inappropriate." And I agree. Are there no standards anymore with this new form of media, TMZ? Should the family be afforded the courtesy, the common decency of learning that a loved one has perished? Should they be able to learn in a more comfortable way than having your smartphone blow up? TMZ reporting Kobe Bryant dead. To me, that's wrong. Either there are journalistic standards that we all live by, or there are no standards. And according to TMZ, there's no standards. I want to find out what you think. 844, the number 2 Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let's go to Jim. Jim, you're up and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Good morning, Kevin. I first want to say that it must be rain. It must be snowing in Reno. But seriously, you made a very valid point. With TMZ's obsession to be first, what if they get it wrong? I remember when President Reagan was shot, it was reported that his press secretary, James Brady, had been killed. And it wasn't true. I mean, that had to be a shock to any family members that heard the first report.
But let me ask you, Jim, is what's more important? To get it right or to get it first? Because in this case, TMZ got it right. They got the story right. But the big question is, did they do the right thing? I don't think they did the right thing. I think it was they owe an apology to the family and to friends and everybody.
Yep. It's important that you get it right. And that's what I was saying with the Brady report that he had been killed when he wasn't killed. That's a prime example of not getting it right.
But let me ask you, though, if a news organization gets it right, do they have the prerogative to go with the story, even though next of kin have not been notified?
No. You remember, I mean, journalism used to be that stories were held. They would hold up a story for a myriad of reasons, whether it be national defense or notifying the family, whatever it may be, they held up like you said, with courtesy, common courtesy, they held the story. They don't do that anymore. It's a rush to be first.
That's sad. Hey, Jim, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. You want to join us, you can. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Let me just throw something out there, though. The idea of, because in this case, they got it right. So many times we see stories that get broken ahead of confirmation from any source, official or otherwise. But does it go beyond just getting it right? Is there a common decency that should be in play here? You tell me. I mean, the fact that TMZ got it right does not exonerate them. They are still guilty of indecency. I mean, just common indecency. What they did disrespected that entire family. And regardless of who the celebrity is, if it's Michael Jackson or it's Prince, and I'm not talking about lab results that show that drugs were involved or whatever, you know, depending on the celebrity. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about life and death. Well, I'm sorry. Your father just died. Oh, I'm sorry. Your husband just died. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. And to me, what TMZ did was wrong. Could they have waited 10 minutes while the LA County Sheriff dispatched a car to Newport Beach to be able to alert the family that Kobe was in a and Gigi was that they were in a helicopter crash? Could they not have waited an hour? Could they not have waited 30 minutes? I understand there is a crush to be first, and everybody will probably remember years from now. Everybody will probably remember TMZ had it first. But were they right in doing so? 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. There is a point at which getting it first is of no consequence. That of getting it first is not necessarily always getting it right. We'll get to more of your calls coming up. Is that fair? Because I want to make sure everybody gets a chance to weigh in on this. TMZ, they're very proud of themselves. They got the story first. The first dispatch went out at 11:24 our time. The crash occurred just before 10 a.m. They were first. Nobody disputes it. But did they do the right thing? We'll get to your calls in a minute. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by PIPCOA. The Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas at PIPCOA. They treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. Now, I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement in my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots. I tried painful physical therapy, and nothing worked until a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA. And after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my shoulder surgery. Now, you don't have to live with chronic pain regardless of why you have chronic pain. Headaches, migraines, disc injuries, broken bones, hips, knees, feet, injuries of any sort, car accidents. Doesn't matter. Make the pain go away. Make that call right now. Ask to speak to Summer. I'm serious. Ask for Summer. She will answer all your questions. Just call PIPCOA, 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767. That's PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America. Stick around, more to do as we continue Live and Local now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIBCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIBCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIBCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Tsarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It's live and local now. You want to join us, those of you that follow TMZ, maybe you want to call and defend them. There is no defense, though. There is basic common decency. Somebody is about to learn they're going to lose a loved one. Should they learn it on TMZ, or should they learn it from a chaplain coming to a home, or a member of law enforcement coming to a home and say, I'm sorry, there's been a tragic accident. We've lost your husband and your daughter. Or maybe there should be no journalistic standards at all. We'll see what you think. 844-2-NEVADA. That's 844-263-8232. Meanwhile, they are doing the impeachment dance again on the floor of the United States Senate. And the big question is, in another day or so, in fact, tomorrow, they should be voting on witnesses. You're going to need 51 votes to do it. And right now, the big question is, do they have 51 votes? And according to John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, he was on with, Martha McCallum. Let's go to cut four. John Kennedy, the senator from Louisiana, was on with Martha McCallum, and he, at least so far, as of last night, had seen no GOP groundswell for witnesses.
The feeling going into the weekend was that this was going to wrap up. But from everything I'm hearing from people on the Hill, that there's a pretty good chance that this could go a very long time now if just one more person decides that they want to hear from witnesses. What do you think is going to happen?
If we make the decision to hear from more witnesses and to grant these subpoenas that our Democratic friends are asking for, I think we'll be here through April or May. Mm-hmm. And I've seen the articles that you might be referencing, Martha, that there's been a change in momentum. I don't sense it.
Nope.
I don't sense it. I still think that it could change, but based on what I've seen so far, that the vast, vast majority of my colleagues, not my Democratic colleagues, but Republicans, will decide that we've heard enough.
Okay. So you don't feel, you know, if you look at Murkowski and Collins and Romney, perhaps, who've all signaled that they would be interested in hearing from witnesses, you don't think that perhaps Lamar Alexander is one example that has been mentioned, might also decide that he wants to go along with that procedure as well?
Well, sure, it could happen. And I haven't asked those colleagues how they're going to vote, nor would I. But I don't accept the proposition that some around this place have offered today that they have already made up their minds and they're going to vote for more evidence. They haven't indicated that to me.
That's John Kennedy. Let's give you the demo rat perspective and go to cut six. This is Chris Murphy, a senator from Connecticut, and was on with Ari Melber on MSNBC last night. And he saw an irony in yesterday's testimony in Trump using Ken Starr to argue the case against conviction and removal. This is cut six. Chris Murphy, the senator from Connecticut.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty clear that I've thought that the president's conduct was worthy of removal for a while, but I remain open to exculpatory evidence. I'm not surprised that I haven't heard any of it because they really didn't spend any time trying to present that kind of data. They spent the entire day castigating the Bidens and engaging in a Trump 2020 campaign commercial. Ken Starr's presentation was just wild to watch. The idea that he, amongst anyone available to the Trump team, would be lecturing Congress on the overuse of impeachment is pretty wild.
Let me ask you about that, sir, just to dig in on that, because around the country, I mean, Ken's in every way, we were talking about it in newsrooms, Ken Starr was trending on Twitter, all the different ways that people see this. In the Senate chamber, did you pick up any hint that any Republican colleagues thought this wasn't the most effective messenger?
I mean, I didn't talk to any Republicans. We were sitting in our chairs for the entirety of the time. I would imagine that many Republicans understand the great irony of the point that Ken Starr was making.
You mentioned also that it felt like a campaign commercial. These were arguments at times that were just, the nicest way to put it, is irrelevant to a Senate trial of the president. That is to say, whether unemployment is better or not, would not acquit Richard Nixon. It would not acquit Johnson. It would not acquit a judge. Your body, the Senate, has removed judges from office, even if things are going really well in their judicial district, if they're found guilty. What did you think of the irrelevance of those arguments? Does it mean anything?
Well, I mean, listen, almost all of the testimony today was irrelevant. Whether or not there was an impeachment 10 years ago or 20 years ago doesn't really matter. If the president has committed a grave offense against the Constitution, we have an obligation to remove him from office. So the perception of a conflict of interest on behalf of the Biden family doesn't matter when there's actually no proof that it led to any corruption that was meaningful and worthy of prosecution. So I think almost everything we heard today seemed pretty irrelevant. And of course, the one thing you didn't hear today was the name of John Bolton. Everything they were doing today was an attempt to try to make people forget that overnight we just had maybe the most important player in this entire drama be ready to confess that the president, in fact, was ordering his highest ranking officials to engage in this quid pro quo.
There you have it. Chris Murphy, senator from Connecticut, with Ari Melber on MSNBC, the network that nobody watches. Nobody watches. Yeah, it's sad. It's sad that it comes to this. That tomorrow we're going to have 16 hours of questions. This is going to be awful. You want to talk about boring? And I'm going to tell you what it's going to look like. Chief Justice is going to take a 3x5 card and read questions and have the managers of each side answer the questions. This is going to be double boring. Trust me. This is not going to be something you're going to be, you know, riveted to sitting in your recliner going, oh, I got to watch 16 hours of questions. This is going to be ugly. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for an extended outdoor experience? Well, then check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, or your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more at escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up, it is not often that you see a public servant, an elected official, willing to put his or her neck out on the line and essentially doing the people's business, speaking truth to power. That is what is happening right now with City Councilwoman, Las Vegas, City of Las Vegas, City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. There is a special use permit that is up for grabs. It involves what some would consider something that's not good for the neighborhood. The neighbors are all up in arms. But the council itself is moving forward. And there's going to be a special hearing to talk about this very thing coming up in just a couple of days. And that's where you come in. That's where you need to have your voice out there. And Victoria Seaman, City Councilwoman Ward 2, is going to give you that opportunity. We'll get to Victoria Seaman coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. Oh, also coming up a little bit later on, we'll get the national perspective on the president's speech tonight. Also, his photo op with Bibi Netanyahu and a whole bunch more. Mandy Merritt, National Press Secretary for the Republican National Committee, joins us coming up in just a couple minutes as we continue, in fact, about 11:35, as we continue Live and Local Now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Real water is simply awesome. Hey, Kevin Wall here. And now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get real water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Just for my listeners, get a free bottle of the Real Water Concentrate. Just pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com and click on the Real Water logo.
KBET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This is a Fox News alert.